He'll get it.
Okay. Got it, Aaron.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we recruited one this morning, so that's awesome.
Got to throw it up here, right? Why not? Yeah.
Gina, do you
in season, out of season.
In season, out of season. Katie, want to come out? Katie can sing it.
Katie, you want to sing too?
You sing good, though. I've heard you, brother. You have a great voice.
Okay. We're going to start.
Well, Father, we just thank you for this morning. Lord, we thank you for all the mothers that are here and the ones that couldn't be here, Lord, that are associated with our hearts. Lord, we pray you bless them today. Lord, we thank you for their dedication and their service and their love towards us, Lord. They're great demonstrations, Lord, of your Father's heart towards us, Lord, how you care for us, Lord, with unconditional love. You're there for us as they are too. And we pray, God, that today, Lord, as we celebrate you today in worship and in praise, Lord, that we would experience, Lord, a deeper level of your love, a deeper level, Lord, of knowing who you are. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You bring light to the darkness. I am a child of God. 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 I am a child of God.
great times. Thank him for the bad times, because he's working everything out for your good.
Yeah.
There's nothing the enemy can bring against you that can stop the power of the plan of God in your life. We just thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you have brought good things to our lives, Lord, even though we deserved other things. Well, today's a special day, isn't it? Especially for those mothers who have, like I said, unconditionally loved their kids and still do, even though some may be not all where you want them to be, or some are doing well, aren't where they want you to be because you want them near you and where you can see them all the time. Well, I'm going to ask the mothers to come on up. Can you come on up? Thank you, Lord. I'm making you work. I'm sorry. Well, we want to thank you guys for all your hard work, all of the love that you show. You guys must be sending it right back, too. Thank you for just being there, dedicated and serving, and just unconditional love that you've given us. I'm speaking for your kids right now. And I'm gonna pray a blessing over you. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, for these dear ones. Lord, these ones, God, that have, Lord, you, God, as their center and their focus, Lord. We pray that you would continue to help them to become even greater mothers, Lord. Love unconditional, Lord, that goes beyond even what they've been able to give, Lord, from themselves, but your love, Lord. We pray you bless them, Lord, in what they do, Lord. We pray that the Proverbs 31 blessing would be upon them. God, that they would be women, Lord, that are spoken well of, Lord, not only, Lord, in their homes, Lord, but outside, Father. We just pray, God, that you would allow them to all experience a deeper and closer and intimate walk with you. We thank you for them, Lord. Thank you, God, for all of their service and dedication. In Jesus' name, amen. Stay up here. What? Oh, hang on. Going to rally together. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Yeah. Don't leave quite yet. Just stand up here for a moment. You can take a couple flavors.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Don't leave yet. They'll smell good, don't they? Choose wisely.
Oh, they're beautiful.
There should be enough for everybody to have a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Oh, someone. No, you're not supposed to stand yet. Hold on. Come back up for a second. Not quite done. Okay. And so now, if your mom's not here, I want you to just, by faith, honor these women as if you were honoring your mom. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Okay. Well, ma'am, no, we've got a special guest that's going to be sharing a little bit. So, Katie, come on up. Katie is going to Haiti again, which is awesome. When do you leave for that?
July 8th.
July 8th. Okay. So, you're still collecting funds, right, to be able to go. And so, I've asked her to come and share with us about what they're going to be doing, what she's going to be doing. And then I've put some slips up here that you can put your name on there, and let's take an offering for her as well and just bless her as she goes, because she's part of us. And you'll be gone 10 days, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I better let you have a mic so we can hear what you're saying. So why don't you go ahead and just tell us a little bit what's going on.
Okay, so this weekend, actually, on Friday afternoon, we actually left for a retreat with our team, and we got back yesterday. So we prepared, like, over 500 crafts for all the kids, and we got everything ready for VBS, and we went through the VBS stories that we're going to be doing, and so we practiced our skits, and we practiced going through them, and then we also, this year, we're learning some songs in Creole, which is their language there, and so we learned two songs, or we're still getting the hang of them, but Amazing Grace and This Little Light of Mine in Creole. So it sounds really good, and it was really nice. So I don't know how, I need the words. Oh, well, I need the words in front of me still, because I don't know it, like, by heart. Yeah, when I, okay, yeah. Yeah, sure, when I come back, I'll try and sing it. Okay. So we'll be doing VBS for the 5 days that we're there, and we have a bunch of different crafts set up that are going to be really fun. They really love glitter and stuff, so we have a lot of glitter crafts, and they like to make music, so we have a lot of, like, musical crafts, and then we'll be doing some home visits, and we have, like, these prepackaged food meals that we'll be giving to them too, and then we'll be working, like, a little bit in the dental clinic, but we actually... This is our eighth year going, the school's eighth year going to Haiti. And so when they first went, they had a really big need for the dental clinic. So they actually set that all up. And so, but now the Haitians have actually taken over. And so they don't really, like, they still have us there to kind of help out. But that's why we do this, you know. So now they have that dental clinic that runs all the time. So it's not as big as the need as it was before. And then... we'll also be doing some youth services, I think two youth services with the youth there that are more our age. And then we have some free time where I wasn't interested in this very much, but a group of our team is actually, like, learning, like, fluently, like, trying to learn to read these books to them in Creole and stuff, which is really cool. But I'm more to, like, play with the kids and, like, hang out with them and play games with them. So, yeah, that's basically a rundown of what we're doing, and I'm really excited to go again because I just miss those kids and, like, their hearts and stuff, and so I get to see some of them that were there last year, and I get a return, and, like, that'll be really fun. And our team is pretty small this year, but we all get along really well, and it'll be a really good experience for all of us to go back. And there's some of us from last year who are going back, and then there's some fresh faces too. So it'll be really neat to see how God works through us there. And so, oh, well, also, last year we didn't do a service project, but this year we will be doing a service project. We're going to be painting their schools, so new colors and stuff, yeah. And actually, last year, when we went, the night of that we had gotten there, a house had actually caught on fire, and they lost, like, a goat and a pig and some of their animals and stuff. So we just pulled from our money that we had brought there, and we bought them, like, a goat and a pig. And so that was really cool. So we came back and shared that story with, like, at the Haiti Chapel and stuff. And actually, the elementary kids have raised, like, $200 for animals this year. So we'll be getting to buy, yeah. Yeah, so we'll be getting to buy, like, some animals, and we'll talk to his name's Pastor Delamy, who does that, and he'll disperse the animals, how, you know, it's fair and how in the need and stuff. And we'll probably be, that was actually a big need now because the hurricane that hit earlier last year, after we had gone there. So he said a lot of animals like were gone and a lot of the crops were destroyed and stuff. So we're trying, so I think they had enough. I forgot how much money like it all divided into to how many pigs and stuff. So, but we're excited for that because that'll be new this year too. So, yeah. So, but we're trying to just finish up our raising our money and stuff and to get going. And yeah, I'm really excited. I'm getting excited for it. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So, again, as I said, we have envelopes here. So go ahead and put that it's for Katie on there, whatever amount you put in there, and we'll make sure that she gets it. And if you don't, if you weren't, what? Yeah, so it's, I think the final collection is like just towards the 1st of June, isn't it? Or, yeah, so you have a couple more weeks, right? Yeah, so if you weren't prepared today, you can go ahead and come and bring something next week, and I'll have that still sit at seats. Just like that, okay? And let's pray for her. We'll probably still pray for her when she goes. But Father, we just thank you for Katie, Lord. We thank you, God, that she has a desire, Lord, to go to those, Lord, that really have great need in their lives, Lord. And we pray that as she goes this time, Lord, that what she went in last time would be a double portion. Lord, that she would be used mightily by you. Lord, that your heart, Lord, would be so full in her, Lord, that she would just share your love and her whole team, God. Let them be ambassadors of love, God. Lord, as they see the kids, Lord, let your love flow to them and let it be reciprocated. Father, we just pray a blessing upon the entire trip. Protection and safely home, right? Amen. Mom, safely home. Dad, praise the Lord. Okay. Got a chair for you. So this morning, actually yesterday, I had prepared the message and, okay. Prepared the message for today, and as usual, God had something different in mind. I don't know why he does that all the time to me. Does he ever do that to you? Do you ever think like you know something's going to go a certain way, and it's all going to work out, and then all of a sudden, Lord, this wasn't part of the plan, I thought. Well, it ended up happening this morning that I was just thinking in my heart about some different things, my mind. You know, sometimes your mind can travel and it goes certain places and those places aren't necessarily healthy for you. It's okay. And they end up, you know, taking you down. There you go. Taking you down quickly, yeah. You can ad-lib anytime. And so I was just, you know, thinking, okay, Lord, I need to change my thinking. And a scripture came to mind. And so I proceeded to do something. I won't say exactly what it is right now because I don't want to steal the thunder. It'll probably be pretty, pretty short thunder today. So let's see, it's on. But I want to talk about a little bit. This is the will of God for you. Now, that statement is used in the New Testament. It's not used in the Old Testament. And it's only used, this particular statement, three times. Now, obviously, the idea of the will of God for you being just these three items is probably, you know, outlandish. But I believe the writers of the New Testament, the writers of these passages of Scripture, really wanted to emphasize when they said this, that these were important things to remember. And so I'm going to start with the first two, and then I want to really share a little bit about the third one, which I've shared on before, but maybe we'll have a different take on it. So the first one is 1 Thessalonians 4:3-6. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. Sanctification means the separation from the old life to the new life. The separation from your old ways and being sanctified to God. It's a separation is what it means. Your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. So right out of the bat, he says, for this is the will of God for you, your sanctification. So us being sanctified, us being separated, not in the way that we're doing it, you know, with do's and don'ts, but we're being separated because we know God. Before we knew God, we kind of did things our own way. Anybody else here? You kind of did things your own way? Got you in trouble a lot of the times? Yeah, so now we're being separated unto God and into his ways because we know him. Because we know him, we love him. Because we know him, we know he loves us. Right. And it's easy for us to follow that. 1 Peter 2:13 through 16 says this: Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God. So in other words, for this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. And then this is for us to know, as free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God. This is very similar to the last passage because this is talking about, you know, surrendering to the authorities, submitting to the authorities. Sometimes that's difficult to do in certain, I'm sure, regimes and governments. I'm sure sometimes it's hard for this verse to be followed. I mean, if you think if you're in a third world country and they're against Christians, how do you submit to the authorities? But you're submitting to them in the fear of God. You're not submitting to their cruelty.
Right.
So looking at this, though, it's so that you're doing good, you may be able to put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. What does that mean? That means your conduct is able to button their lips, help them be quiet. It's kind of as if you're testifying for the Lord based upon your conduct. And then as free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice. This is something we need to remember, is that Christ has made us free and he's given us liberty. Mm-hmm. And he's given us liberty so that we can make our own choices and we can do our own thing. But not so that we can just, you know, please the flesh, but that we can be bondservants of God. That's how we should live free. Not living as a bondservant in fear and doing it just because he's God and we're afraid of him, so we're just gonna mind our manners, but we're doing it because we realize he loves us and we love him. Does that make sense? And then the third one, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks. Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Give thanks. So, you know, we've talked about Thanksgiving. I think I've talked about Thanksgiving at Thanksgiving. I've talked about being thankful and probably using other verses that go along with this. But I really want to give it a little bit of a different spin here for me personally. It's in everything give thanks. It's in all things give thanks. And so this morning, and I like to like when I'm really getting personal with the Lord, for some reason, my habit now is I like to sing a song to him. Because it's something that is, first of all, it's something that I know is coming like from my spirit, because I'm not really taking a long time to think. Because the song's just going. It's kind of like praying in tongues. You know, the song, I start a song, and okay, next verse. You know, so it's got to come out of my heart. And so I started singing to the Lord. But normally when I sing, I say, thank you for your love. Thank you for your amazing sacrifice. I sing these songs of gratefulness and thankfulness for what Jesus has done for me, for my life, for my family. You know, it's a gratefulness for all of his goodness and all of his grace and all of his mercy. And that's most of the time my songs. Well, this morning was different because I told you because of my thought process, the way it was going, I started singing thank you for the bad things. Now, I'm not going to sing them here for you, but I started singing the things that were, you know, hurting, the things that were disappointments. I started singing the things that were loss, things that had happened. And, I mean, some of them I choked trying to sing it because it was like, oh, this is hard, you know. And when I really choked on it, I went ahead and I sang it again because I said, okay, obviously that was a deep connection. And so as I went through this, and, you know, it didn't take too long, I was choosing. It was a choice. I made this my will that I was going to give thanks in everything, you know, good or bad. And because I know the power of thanksgiving, you know, I've taught on the power of thanksgiving. And, you know, it's easy to thank the Lord when it's good. You know, it's easy to thank people when they're nice to you. It's a lot harder to thank God when things are going bad. And it's a lot harder to thank people when they're not being nice to you. You just kind of want to ignore them, you know, put them on the naughty list, you know. They get coal in their stocking this year. You know what I'm saying? But I chose to give thanks. And as I did, I felt those burdens lifting one by one. And I felt a doorway opening into his presence, you know. And yeah, it was good. Awesome. So I have some verses to share on thanksgiving or thanks. Thanks, thankfulness, thanksgiving. Leviticus 7:12. Now, it's interesting, and I don't know if I've ever pointed this out before, but the first time the word thank is used in English, in any form, thanksgiving, thankfulness, is in Leviticus. You would think that, you know, Abraham might have been thankful, or Israel might have been thankful, or Adam and Eve might have been thankful, but no, I mean, thankfulness is not really mentioned. Now, obviously, they must have been thankful at times, but the Bible never communicates that. Moses never communicates that he was thankful. But this is a gift offering that the people of God could give to God, and it was a thanksgiving offering. It says in Leviticus 7:12, if he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer it with the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Unleavened cakes mixed with oil, unleavened wafers, anointed with oil, oil cakes, a blended flour mixed with oil. Sorry. And so we have the first time the word thanksgiving is used, and it's like, okay, it's like in a Levitical, Levi, priestly sacrifice. Now, I wanted to just show you a little bit of the idea of this word in the Hebrew, where it comes from. It's the word tada, and it's a properly an extension of the hand. That is, by implication, a vowel, or usually an adoration, specifically a choir of worshipers. Confession with a sacrifice of praise, thanksgiving, or an offering. But notice that in the Hebrew, it uses the context of the hands. And you think about it, a lot of times when you're thankful to someone, you'll shake their hand if they've done something for you, right? Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. You guys ever done that? Like if somebody does something, you just like, thank you for doing that, you know? For us, when we're thankful, I mean, we can raise our hands to the Lord, but it seems that being grateful and thankfulness requires some kind of an action, requires some kind of emotion. That D in there is the word dalet, and it means door. And anytime I see now dalet and door, I think of Jesus because Jesus says, I am the door. And so if you think about it, thanksgiving, being thankful to God, gets us in the door. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. I'm giving away one of my verses, but it's okay. Okay, Leviticus 22:29 has another take that I think we need to realize about Thanksgiving. And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it of your own free will. Isn't that something? That you can't really force somebody to be thankful. Have you guys ever like had a brother and sister, and one brother maybe is really at odds with the sister, or two brothers they're at odds with, and one of the siblings does something nice, but there's still like tension between the two, and you say, well, thank your brother for that. You know, it's like, thank you. It's like, no, really, thank you. Thank them. Thanks. It's like, you know, it's like there's you can't make somebody give thanksgiving, can you? I mean, it is something that is a free will offering, and that's what mine was this morning. Mine was, okay, Lord, I'm gonna follow your word. I'm gonna follow the truth, and I'm gonna be thankful in all things, and I'm even gonna sing to you these terrible things that I sense in my mind all the time, and I'm going to sing through them to you as a gift. And it was a free will offering. But that's what we have to realize, is that when you give God thanks, whether it be for good or bad, you're choosing to. He's not making you. He doesn't twist your arm. You know, and thanksgiving and praise goes together. Because praise is the speaking out of the good things that he's done for you, hopefully with a thankful heart. Does anyone have anything? I see some wheels turning. Anyone else have anything else to share? Okay. You? Mm-hmm. You're just...
No, all good.
Just take...
It reminded me of mom saying, you're going to eat your food, you're going to enjoy it, and you're going to be thankful.
Exactly. Well, and you know, the thing is, as I was thinking about this is really appropriate for moms, because a lot of times it's a thankless job that you know, they don't really get the praise and adoration, yeah, and the thanks. That they're due, you know. So I was thinking about, this is really appropriate for us guys and children to really remember our moms and to thank them for what they've done. Even if, you know, as you get older, it seems like, you know, your mom is less of a, you know, priority in your life because you have other things going on. But you got to remember, you got to this point because they were there for you, most likely. Psalm 69:30 says it this way: I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. So this is saying I'm going to praise God with a song, praise his name, but I'm going to magnify him with my thanksgiving. I like this because the magnifying is I can praise the Lord, and I can really declare his goodness, his greatness, and all those things with a song. And I'm honoring his name, and his name's being lifted up. But it's thanksgiving that magnifies him.
Wow.
It's thanksgiving that really makes him great. And you think about it, that really makes sense, because thanksgiving is that free will gift that's given. Mm-hmm. It's from the heart. And when you give that to the Lord, it makes him great in the heavens. I'm sure among the dark side, when we're praising him, especially when we're going through difficult times, it's like, that is making no sense at all. Why are they praising God in that? Why are they thanking God for the problems that I brought into their life to take them down? Now God's just going to, you know, lift them up out of their muck and mire. I'm sure the enemy a lot of times does not like it when we've got thankful hearts. Messes with his plans. Psalm 100. I thought I would read all of Psalm 100. It's a really great psalm. It's a short one, so if you guys want to read a whole chapter in the Bible, Psalm 100, I highly recommend it. I read a chapter today. You don't tell them what chapter it was. You know, it's like you could say, you say, I memorized a verse, and the verse is in John. It's Jesus wept. You can say, I memorized a verse today. I mean, there's some things you could do that, you know, if you want to impress others. Well, Psalm 100 is one you can read. It's a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. We are the lands, folks. It's not talking about, you know, Russia and that. It's talking the people of the lands. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made you and not we ourselves. Is that not ever an obvious statement? Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we haven't made ourselves. But we got to remind ourselves of that. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. What a great declaration. What a great way to remember the goodness of God to read this psalm. But we enter into his gates, his gates. Not just, you know, the gates of a city. We entered to his presence with thanksgiving. I believe that's why when I was praising him and worshiping him this morning, I went into another level of his presence. And none of the circumstances have changed. I mean, how many know that usually within 30 minutes, you know, circumstances don't necessarily change, especially if, you know, there's long-term, you know, effects of the circumstances. But the sting of those circumstances changes because his presence fills those that emptiness that was being caused by those circumstances. Does that make sense? Okay. I keep waiting for you to add. You're like...
I'll add. It's such a declaration. I mean, the songs we sang this morning, it was us declaring things. Mm-hmm. Even if it wasn't evident or if you didn't really feel like it, those songs were like we were making declarations. And that's
your love never fails.
Yeah, exactly. And it says, like, I remember the old song of verse 4 where, you know, that old gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice
and be glad. It is a declaration that we have to make. Even if it from the world's view, it doesn't look like we should. Why would they do that? Yeah, Phyllis. Right.
That's a good point.
The Lord has got to be in the presence of your being.
Mm-hmm.
It's a truth. It's one of those deals. It's one of those deals like, you know, it says in Hebrews 11:6 that he who comes to God must first believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We got to believe that he's there to hear us.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
that's good.
That diligence talks about the choice that we make, talks about the declarations mm-hmm. we say.
Right.
That's good. So get this. How about Jonah? And Jonah was in the belly of the whale. Now, if you don't know the Jonah story, he was a prophet. He was asked to go and prophesy to a nation who was his enemy.
Nineveh.
Oh, man, did Israel hate Nineveh, because Nineveh really did bad things to Israel. And God said, I want you to go prophesy to this nation, so I'll turn my wrath from them, and so I won't bring judgment on them. Well, he goes, I don't want you to do that. I want you to bring judgment on my enemy. So Jonah runs from God. He gets on a ship. He ends up in this place where they're in a storm. He's sleeping in the belly of the ship. And they come and they find him because, I mean, they're like, you know, trying to worship God. They're trying to figure out, they're sailors and they know they're going to die. This is a bad storm. They come to him and say, who are you? And, you know, why are you here? And he said, well, I'm a prophet and I'm running from God. And it was like, oh, no. And they realize that he's the problem. So they're going to sit there and say, okay, what do we need to do, you know, do we need to make a sacrifice or something? And yeah, Jonah goes, yeah, I'm the sacrifice. You need to throw me overboard if you're going to live. So they regretfully throw Jonah overboard. Well, it says that the Lord prepared a fish for Jonah. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how he prepared it. I don't know if he had it swimming from Hawaii and they were in another part of the world and it had been swimming for a long time. But the Lord prepared this fish for Jonah. And when Jonah was thrown in, he was swallowed up in the belly of a fish.
Whole.
And so while he was in the belly of the fish, I'm sure reanalyzing his decision. Probably wasn't such a good idea to run from God. maybe I should have gave Nineveh a chance. What do you think he's thinking, Jesse? Probably those things, right? Well, towards the end of a prayer, and a declaration that he's making. He says this, Jonah 9:10, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. He's in the belly of the fish. And he's saying all these good things about him, but then he says at the end, but I will sacrifice to you. Because he's, you know, he's saying the things that he did wrong, he made bad decisions. But at the end, he's saying, I will sacrifice to you with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. That's his declaration. So the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Do you think the thanksgiving had something to do with the change? I think Jonah had to get to a place where he says, you know what, Lord? This is not good, but I'm going to thank you even though I'm in the belly of a fish.
Well, and it's like I always say.
You always say it?
I always say it. There's power of life in your mouth, but there's also power of death in your mouth. You can speak life, those declarations, even if it doesn't feel like it or it doesn't make sense to, you can do that. You can do that. And that is a choice that needs to be made by yourself. And it's something that you have to follow through with. I mean, some of us maybe didn't want to sing all of those declarations today or whatever. But it's that sacrifice that you give to the Lord that you don't get your own way the way you feel. Like, I don't feel like worshiping today. I'm just going to sit right here, finish my coffee, and we all good, right? But that's not what he's saying. He's saying, make the sacrifice of praise, even though you don't feel like doing it, and you'll come out ahead, I promise. And we do every single time.
Yeah, I didn't feel like singing those songs to him.
No.
I just knew that he was working all things together for our good, and that I needed to squelch, because it wasn't necessary. I mean, you've been around me, you know, I haven't been saying things. Mm-mm. It's stuff that goes in my head, you know, and you know, you talk about saying, but I don't like the stuff flying around in my head, the thoughts, because it's like, oh, this isn't good thinking, you know, and I know that, you know, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So
I want to
cut this off at the pass, so I'm going to be thankful. And so I did. And I got to tell you, it's different.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Okay. So if you're ever caught in the belly of a well, you know what to do. Thank the Lord. Ephesians 5:3-4. We've all been in our own belly of the well, I'm sure. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. So I look at this, if you look about, a lot of that stuff has to do with like other people around you. And I think there's times that we just need to realize that people are going to be people and they are going to make bad decisions. Mm-hmm. And they're going to make decisions that they think are good and or that benefit them and really hurt you or hurt someone else. Mm-hmm. And that we need to realize that we need to just learn to give thanks to God for their life, for what he's doing in their life, even though it may not be the best thing in our own life right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Philippians 4:6-7. This is a nice one. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious. That's no anxiety for anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I use this a lot. I was taking mom to have eye surgery on Thursday. And she was really nervous, you know. So while we were going there, you know, I'm talking to her about, you know, positive scriptures and trying to get her focus. And so, you know, we parked and we prayed. And we prayed this. We said, Lord, we just give this to you. We don't have to be anxious, and we don't have to be worried about this because we're in your hands. And she was repeating, and then we just started thanking him for being with her and encouraging and for being in his presence during, and the peace of God says here, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's the addendum to that. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests, your prayers, let them be made known to God. And when you do that, the peace of God, that calm assurance, that confidence that you know that it's going to be okay, which surpasses all understanding, makes no sense, does not make sense to you. The natural mind cannot perceive this. This is something deep that goes beyond what we see and what we hear and what we know in our natural understanding. And it will guard our heart and it guards our mind. And that's what we entered into on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And she went in and she still, you know, a little nerve, you know, because it was a surgery, but, you know, on her eye. But it was still better because she gave it to the Lord. Mm-hmm. She cast her cares upon him. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
For you.
I told you it was short, sweet, hopefully to the point.
Well, a lot of times people ask, what's the will of God for my life?
Yeah.
I want to know what the will of God is. How will I know what the will of God is? I mean, it'd have to slap me upside my head for me to know that's the will of God. But the will of God is give thanks in everything. Everything else comes adding on, but that's the will of God for us, to be thankful in everything.
The power of thankfulness, I don't think, again, we can even measure or understand and comprehend it, because it is something that transcends, which means it's beyond our own natural abilities to grasp. That's why when we do Thanksgiving by faith, it can accomplish things that nothing else, not even praying, fasting, all that other stuff can take care of, because Thanksgiving, it's like a door that opens up. Again, I think that's interesting that Todah is the door. It's a door that opens up into the need being met. And that need is not always fixing the situation. The need is for our hearts to be right. Because what if the situation gets fixed, but our heart doesn't get right?
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, there's people who blame God for things that were 20 years ago, have since got fixed, but they still blame them. Mm-hmm. That's like in a relationship. Hello? You got something?
Yeah.
All right, come on. Right.
You're never going to get out of it.
You can start thinking, okay, this is just the way my life is going to be, because this is just, I was supposed to suffer like this. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought growing up, you know, or like through my life. And then she's in my life, and it's like, wow, you know, at that moment, I even text her, and I go, you know what? Even though I've been through the things that you've been through, that you're going through now, I thank God that you put me through all that, because now I know how to tell you how to get through it yourself. And
it is hard.
Because your whole life you be like, I remember this, and I remember that, and this person did to me, and that person did to me. But then mm-hmm. there's going to be somebody in your life that's going to need that mm-hmm. or this. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you understand it better.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, praise that's the Lord. Awesome.
Yeah. Vicki?
Sometimes I can't be thankful about something that's happening right in the moment, but I have to choose to find something to be thankful about in that moment.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. It was hard, I'll tell you. I mean, I was literally choking as I was saying it. But
I'm going to address Gaylene with this because I know Mother's Day today is hard because her mom died in April like mine did, and then her Mother's Day is like a couple weeks later. And on the day of my mom's funeral, I had a hard time being thankful. So I, when I had to speak for her, I found things to be thankful about.
Mm-hmm. In the midst of. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's the little things. It's not always the big things. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's wanting us to pay attention to the people in our life or
right.
something that's going on, or, you know, and that even that he's using us in this situation for somebody else or something. Kind of like, maybe right then or it may be years later. You know.
Right. But because I have always said, we don't go through the trials that we go through for just us to be able to wipe our brow and say, wow, glad I got through that one. Panda is an example. Again, of she went through that so that she's prepared for this other panda who's not really panda, but she is. She's going through the same stuff she went through. So thank God that Panda got it back then, so now she can minister out of that to someone else. And that's what it's all about. That's what this whole life stuff is all about. It's not about you.
So we should be thankful
we're
broken lands, right?
We should be thankful, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. Okay. Well, I was thankful for Moses singing with us today.
Yes, I was
very
too.
Thankful.
You did really good.
You did really good, bro. Yeah, it was awesome. Well, Lord, we just thank you again for everything in our lives, Lord, the good and the bad, even if we can't see the reason why the bad is there and how you're using that, as the scripture says, for our good. Lord, I pray that we would be able to be people of grateful and thankful hearts, that we would be known as thankful people, that when people are generous and gracious to us, Lord, that we will remember to thank them. We will remember to be grateful. Lord, that we will live a life of gratefulness and thankfulness. And Lord, as it says, God, that we will squelch and silence those who are against you. Help all the anxieties of our life, Lord, be put into balance with thanksgiving, Lord. Help all of our desperate needs be put into perspective, Lord, with the power of thanksgiving. I just pray, Lord, that we would all become more like you, because you were the perfect instrument of being thankful and grateful, even to the place of going to the cross for us. We just declare all of this and receive it into our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Mother's Day again. Go have your husbands cook you a nice meal, take you to a nice restaurant. That's not going to happen, Panda says. He can barbecue, Panda. There it is. Barbecue. You can make the pot of beans or whatever, right?
Will you take these two?
Oh, sure. I will.
Bless you, Dean. Love you, brother.